まず英語でちょっとお祈りいたします。最後に日本語でお祈りしますからね。神様はもう英語も日本語もペラペラですので全然問題もないね。God understands all our languages, so no problem. But I'm going to pray in English now, and then at the end I'll do Japanese later. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for the opportunity to come together and to worship you, to learn from your word a little bit, and to learn about the world of the Bible in the times of Paul and Barnabas and those who traveled with him. And just ask that you would lead and guide in each and everything today that would be useful for your kingdom and would be a blessing to each person here. We pray, Lord, for your grace to abound to each person here, to their family, friends, and loved ones, and to this city. We pray that you'd be with Joseph and Amy and little Journey I as they travel to the States. And we just ask for your grace to be with them as well. Come and lead and guide by your Holy Spirit in all things. We give thanks to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Happy Father's Day. Chichi no hi, omedetou gozaimasu. Wow. That's not what the message is about, but it's something. So, message no naiyo wa chegau desu kedo, chichi no hi no message wa kyou shimasen ne. Betsu no tokubetsu no wa de, kono Paulu no ashi oto no ryoukou no koto desu ne. Sore ni kanshite chotto wakachi aitai to omoimasu. It's Father's Day, but I'm not going to give a special Father's Day message today. Instead, we're going to give a different kind of special message and share a little bit about our Footsteps of Paul tour. I'm actually going to do this in three parts today and next week and the week after. Mitsu no bun ni wakete, kyou mo raishu mo saraishu mo kono hanashi ga tsuzukimasu node, shashin wa mo ousugiru kamoshirenai demo. Maybe too many pictures, but be patient with me. And we're going to have to go pretty fast, like, you know, the bullet train zipping through Turkey, right? Shinkansen no you ni, toruku no chiki chiki o, nukimasu, hashiri nukimasu ne. So it's okay. But just first of all, where are we? Talk about the footsteps of Paul. Paul no tabi no ashioto o aruku to ittara, もう主にトルコとギリシャの話になりますね。この丸でちょっとつけましてね。この地域ですね。So we're going to talk about Paul's travels. And mostly that's Turkey and Greece. And the part we're going to talk about is all in Turkey and Greece. And it's marked in orange there. So here it is on the map that shows Paul's travels. So you can see that orange oval covers most of the area. So Paul の旅の主のところを、まあ、その中にありますね。And then if we look here, today, we're going to talk about Istanbul. As far as we know, Paul never went to Istanbul. We're going to talk about Cappadocia, which Paul is traditionally said to have gone to, but it's not actually recorded in our Bibles. And then we're going to go from Antalya to Ephesus on places that are largely in the Bible and talk about them. And this is going to be part one. Next week, we'll go from Ephesus to Philippi. And after that, from Philippi to Athens, right? So, 今日は Istanbul の話と Cappadocia の話で始めたいと思いますけれども、実は、パウロは Istanbul で行ったことはないかもしれません。その記録は何もありませんので、Cappadocia へ行ったことは、もう、伝来の話で、パウロはそこに行きまして、でも聖書に、書かれていないので確かなことでもないでもあとはアンタリアからエフェソそれ全部ポールは伝道してきた領域ですそして来週はエフェソからフィリピへさあ来週はフィリピからアテナへ行きたいと思いますじゃあもう大丈夫準備できましたか Are you ready? Let's go! Cappadocia Well,This is mentioned, actually, this area is mentioned back in Genesis chapter 23, sort of in a roundabout way. It talks about the Hittites, and Cappadocia is really the home ground of the Hittites, where the Hittite Empire was from. Cappadocia というのは、もうある意味で創世記23章から記録されていますね。それは、ヘト人、またヘテ人の話がありますね。アブラハム。 との出会いがあって、その話はもうイスラエルの地域の方でしたけれども、実はそのヘト帝国と言われた帝国はもうカッパドキアは中心、その人はそこから来ましたので、その関係もあります。もう4000年前からの長い歴史がある地域ですね。 And then we also know in Acts chapter 2 verses 9, chapter 2 verse 9, when it's talking about all the people coming from the different countries, there are people from Cappadocia there. And then in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 1, Peter even mentions the believers in Cappadocia. So it's a place that had a very strong church from very, very early on. Cappadocia というのはもう使徒2章9節のところにも記録されているし、またペトロの第一の手紙1章1節にペトロの挨拶はカッパドキアの人にも挨拶しましたね。それはもう初代教会の初めからカッパドキアの方に多くの教会と信者たくさんいました。 And it's an interesting place because there is the volcano. Oh, I should point out volcano.
火山。
Okay.So the volcano erupted with a very big eruption a long time ago. So there was lots of ashes from the volcano and afterward volcanic rock. And then the wind and the rain eroded away to make very interesting rock formations, right? So the 火山はもう大昔大きな噴火して、あとは火山灰と火山岩、あとでできて、そのあとはもう風と雨の侵食で、その形の面白い形の岩たくさんができました。ご覧の通りですね。このような町ができました。その火山岩を掘って、家や教会や修道院もができたのです。So in the rock formations after that, people carved out homes and churches and monasteries all through the Cappadocia area.And maybe it's the only place in the world with this sort of formations. もう世界中のこの場所だけのような形だと思います。So here you see the homes and the churches that used to be there. Now hardly anyone actually lives in the caves anymore. もう現代は洞窟の中に住んでいる人はほとんどいないと思います。でも昔は大勢でした。So, a long time ago, many, many people lived in the caves in that area. So, we have here our hotel. このホテルで泊まりましたね。そのいわゆる道中のホテル、フェリーチムニーホテル、right?
This is our room.
So, yes. My wife is pointing out our room. You can see where that was the room we stayed in. And here she is standing in the doorway. It's a very nice room. So,you can mention also that in church history, Cappadocia is very important and very famous. Has anybody ever heard of the Cappadocian Fathers? その言葉聞いたことがありますか? Cappadocia 三教父という言葉聞いたことがありますか? 日本では有名じゃない。私だけってな。でも、この三つの人は初代教会の大きな役割果たしてくれているので、その私たちが信じている教義とか、その人は考えて開発して書かれたものもいろいろあるんですね。その有名なカッパドキア三教父という3名の人でしたね。教会の4世紀頃にその地域に住んでいました。So there's the three Cappadocian fathers, three very famous teachers of the word who wrote and they left writings and stuff, and they had a lot of influence on church doctrine. Even many of the things that we think is just the way you understand the Bible, actually they developed some of that. They're among the people who did that way back in the 4th century. So my wife always says, I expect people to know a lot more history than they actually know. And I'm sorry if I do that. I really don't mean to, but I don't know anything either, so it's okay. 妻に言われたこと何度もありますけれども、妻はもう 人はそのような歴史は何もどれも知らないとかと言われますけれども、私も何も知らないので大丈夫です。でもこのような洞窟の中の教会もありましてね、これは多分1000年ぐらいにできた教会のところでして、その火山岩に穴を掘って教会が作ったところはたくさんあります、その地域で。 AndSome of these were possibly dug as early as the 8th century, but, or as early as the 4th century, but mostly from the 8th to the 11th century when there was a lot of persecution. The church dug into the mountain to be able to protect themselves from the persecution. So this here is probably about 1,000 years old, and it's one of those caves carved out to be a church. And there were lots and lots of these there that you can see. Andsome were maybe started as early as 4th century, but then, did I say that in English or Japanese before? I said English already. So, 8世紀から11世紀ぐらい頃まで、このような洞窟の教会とか家はたくさんができましたね。So, there we are. And they had a lot of artwork on the walls and stuff, and it was very beautiful, and you can see some of the remains of that still today, even from 1,000 years or more before.So, 1000年前にできた絵でもまだちょっと見えると思いますけれども、これはゴルメ国立公園の中のところですね。たくさんの教会修道院と家はそのようにできていますね、その地域で。迫害された時に特にこれがよく使われていました。In the Gourmet Open Air Museum, you can see lots of these. So I could show you 100 pictures of this, but right, Shinkansen, right? We got to keep going. 早く走らないといけないので。So this is Deirin-kuyu. Deirin-kuyu no Chikatoshi. Underground city. They dug out and they made the entire city underground. And they say it's big enough for about 20,000 people to live underground and do all of their work and stuff underground.And only come out to do the fields, you know, the farming and stuff. So, この洞窟の中の町はもう2万人ほどそこに住まわれたとそうですけれども、これはもう地上から地下7階まで掘って多くの町ができましたね。すごいところですね。そして、これは最初はもう大昔のヘト人の時代始まった洞窟ですけれども、クリスト教クリスチャンたちが迫害された時に1000年ぐらい前にもっと大きく掘っていきました。 So it started way back in the time of the Hittites, the digging and stuff and the building rooms underground, but especially about 1,000 years ago when there was a lot of persecution, they greatly expanded it and made it so big. So here's down in the city. So Deirin-kuyu の地区のところですね。ここに住みたい人いらっしゃいますか？住みたい。洞窟の中、地下3階とかのところ、ダメですね。住みたい。はい、一人。So, who wants to live here? Well, at least one. See? Okay, all right. Couple more? All right. And this is a church hall, you know, 礼拝堂のところになっています。見ると狭いと思いますけども、実はかなり大きいですね。このところより広いと思います。I think it's bigger than the room we're in here already. They could have worship and stuff there. And so way back. Now something fun. 楽しいこともいいでしょう。楽しいこともいいでしょう。これはとても楽しかった。ネッキー級に乗ってちょっと飛びましたね。I think this was my wife's favorite part, was the hot air ballooning. As far as just plain old fun. You know, you can see here, she's smiling. She likes this. She's ready for this. She likes it. And off we go. And up, up and away. So we're looking down at the other balloons. And you can see the amazing rock formation. その岩の面白い形とか上からよく見えます。So we went quite high. And then we came back down. The more amazing part was going down in the valleys like this was more impressive than going up high. Because I kept thinking, we're going to run into one of these and the balloon's going to punch her and there we'll be stuck in the middle of nowhere. So, これはもう高いところより低いところの方がすごいと思ったんですね。それはもう谷の中に入ってその周りにそのような道中があって ああ、私たちはこれにぶつかって、このブルームはダメになって、どうしようと思ったところは何度もありましたけれども、大丈夫でした。So, lots of balloons at once. They actually have sometimes 100 or more balloons up at once. 100機も同時に飛ぶこともありますね。このところはカパドキアは日記教でとっても有名になっていますね。It's a lot of fun. They also have horseback riding. So there goes my wife. So, ジョブもありますね。それは妻の姿。私も走っています。Here I come. And then you get hungry and you got to get something to eat, of course. So here's a mom from the ranch there.そのところのママさんみたいとドイツからの人もいますね。And it's somebody from Germany. We had a very nice talk, visited and stuff, and got to know them and ate together. And that's Cappadocia, real short, とても短い話にしましても、Cappadociaの話。次はイスタンブールですね。So here's Istanbul. More food. Food is good. そのイスタンブールはトルクの中の一番広い町。その人口は1400万人ぐらいの町ですね。すごく広い町です。でもみんなはとても親切にしてくれて、そしてもう市内の電車もありますので、メトロと言われて、それは動きやすいところですね。安いし、食べ物もおいしいし。So it's about 14 million people in Istanbul. It's the largest city in Turkey.And we had a lot of fun there. People were very friendly and very nice to us. And the food was very good. And it was quite cheap as well. So maybe this whole thing, maybe 800 yen for everything there. 全部は800円ぐらいだったかもしれないとか。So it's very nice. And Istanbul is a very important city in history. Istanbul はもう史上とても大事な街の一つですね。この後もう少し話しますけれども、これはもう2600、2700年ぐらい前にできた町、maybe started 2600-2700 years ago as a major city. There were actually people living in that area some way, way before that, but when it really developed into a city. もう大昔から少し人はそこに住んでいましたでも、ちゃんと町になったのは多分2700年ぐらい前のことですね。And this is the only one I think in the world that half of the city is in Asia and half the city is in Europe, you know. So the city actually spans two continents, 二つの大陸をつながる町ですね。半分はアジアの半分はヨーロッパの方。I'm not sure when you say Asia, do you think of all the way over here in Turkey? But in the States, that's how we learn our continent still. 日本ではそのはトルクはアジアとあまり考えないかもしれませんでも、ヨーロッパとアメリカの立場からそうなっていますね。
And it's a very strategic place. もう、
軍事にとってとか海軍にとってとても大事なところですね。このような形がありますね。このボスポラス海峡は、もう右の方はボスポラス海峡は、これは地中海行きですね。まあ、二つ三つぐらいを取っていても、あとは地中海に行きます。そして、左の方はどこへ行きますか？左の方はどこへ行くでしょうか？黒海ですね。The Black Sea.To the left, it goes to the Black Sea, and to the right, it continues out across a couple of smaller things to the Mediterranean Sea. So it's the only way to get to the Black Sea from the Mediterranean, and it's really quite narrow, straight, the Bosphorus Strait. And how many people like Greek mythology and ancient history in Greek? Grisha shinwa toka tsuki ni hito toka, so no yona mukashi no hanashi banashi toka arimasu.好き? Hi, okay. So maybe you know the golden horn. Kinkakuan, shiteimasu ka? Anybody know? Golden horn. Very famous. Oh, come on, everybody saw Jason and the Argonauts, right? The movie itself. Gotta work on that. Well, this goes across from the Mediterranean into the Black Sea, and this goes up into the city of Istanbul. Okay? So, もうボスポラス海峡はもう四重海の方からとか黒海の方でも、あとは天格湾はイスタンブールの中心のところへ行きます。もちろんその時は名前は違うでしたね、違ったんですね。最初はビュゼンティオンという名前があって、あとはコンスタンティノープルの名前があって、イスタンブールの名前は割に最近できた名前ですね。So originally, back in the ancient times, it was called Byzantine, or Byzantium, depending on your pronunciation, and Constantinople from 330 AD, and then afterwards, the word Istanbul is actually a fairly recent name for the city. So the very long history, very important in European history, and very important in church history too. 教会の歴史の中でもとても大事なところですね。So, let's look at a couple things in Istanbul. Istanbul のところをちょっと見てみます。これはトプカプ神殿、宮殿、宮殿。頭が動くなくなった。宮殿ですね。これはそのオスマン帝国のスルタンが住んでいたところですね。その国を支配したオスマン帝国のスルタンたちはこのトプカプ宮殿に住んでいました。So Topkapi Palace is where the sultans of the Ottoman Empire lived, and they ruled from there over the country, over the empire of the Ottomans, you know. And it was a pretty amazing place, and it's been there for, maybe it was the place of rule from maybe 500 years ago or so. 500年ぐらい前にできたところだと思います。It's a very beautiful, とても美しい宮殿だし、そして多くの人は観光しています。今は博物館になっていますね。Now it's a museum, really. There's nobody ruling there. But one of the things I thought was really interesting, 興味深いことの一つは、この中国からの陶器物はたくさんありましたね。それはシルクロードを通して、もうこのトプカプの宮殿でみんなは食べた時とか中国からの陶器を使ったことが多かったですみたいね。すごいでしたね。 So I think it's really interesting is they had so much pottery from China that was brought over the Silk Road, and the palace is all outfitted, all the utensils and everything people are eating off is all from China. And I thought, well, that's pretty interesting, you know. So it's lugging that pottery across the mountains.
シルクロードを歩いていて、陶器のものは割りやすいでしょ、割りやすいでしょ、その陶器ものは。でももう5000キロほど離れたところから持っていて
すごい。 So they didn't break it even though they're coming from maybe 5,000 kilometers of walking and carrying that on horseback and stuff. So, and then here's the Blue Mosque. It's very famous. Sultanアフメットもとても有名だと思います。モスクの有名の一つ。これは400年ぐらい前にできたモスク。これに入るつもりでした。でも突然何かの理由でちょっと閉店じゃないですね、閉館になっていますのでできなかった。 We were supposed to go in and see the inside, but it was suddenly closed for some reason and we weren't able to. So we went in this mosque instead, which is the Suleimania Mosque.
Suleimania Mosque に代わりに入りましたね、モスクの形を見るために。
And you see the spots on the floor, these are for each person to kneel and pray, right? He's a Zuite.
お祈りの時にこのようになっています。これはもう何か教えているその若い人に教えていますので、それを使っていないですけれども。
So they're having a class or they're teaching these young ladies. So they're not using that at the moment. But usually at times of prayer they would kneel here. And this here is to say no women can go in front of this.
女性たちは。この向こうに入っては絶対いけないですね。これは男性たちの祈る場だけ。前の方は女性たちは後ろの方だけ。さあ、観光士も後ろの方だけ。
So, 観光士は女性と同じかな。その考え方で。So, I don't know why tourists are like the women, you know, we can't go any closer in either. But it's a very beautiful place and very interesting on the inside. So, where we just were looking at that mosque, そのモスクはこの辺りですね。ちょっと見えるでしょう。ミナレットはモスクのところとなっていますね。So, you can see where the mosque is here that we were just looking at.And to the left, you see Hagia Sophia. Hagia Sophia wa hirari ni arimasu. And of course, we have the golden horn here, so Kinkaku wa desu ne. So Hagia Sophia is one of the most important churches in church history. It's one of the most important church congregations and buildings as well, if you want to say that. And it's a very interesting history of the place.That was probably the most important church in the world for maybe 900 years. 多分そのアイアソフィアになっていますけれども、もともとはもう何百年とても大事な教会でした。教会の歴史で一番大事な教会ぐらいの立場でしたね。900年渡ってそのことがありました。So,The city of Byzantium became Constantinople in 330 AD when it was declared to be a Christian city. 330年にコンスタンティノープルはクリスチャンの町になりました。名前が変わりました。その時はローマ帝国があって、そのローマ帝国のコンスタンティンという人がそのローマからこのコンスタンティノープル、イスタンブールの方にその首都を移動されました。So he moved the capital, Constantine, the emperor moved the capital from Rome to Istanbul, to Constantinople. It was renamed for that in 330 AD and declared it to be a Christian city. And soon after that, they built the Hagia Sophia. So the Hagia Sophia, the first church was built there in 360 AD.And then they had two buildings that were damaged and replaced. The current building is from 537 AD. So not quite 1500 years that building has been there.
この教会の建物は、今ご覧になっている教会の建物は、もう537年から建てられたところですね。その教会の歴史は360年頃からでしたね。So, 教会創立といったら、二つの建物はいろいろ理由でダメになって建て直されたところですね。そして、イスラム教とアラブ系の人は、もう町を取ったときはもう1453年でしたので、その後、モスクに変わりましたね。
And then in 1453, after theIslamic Arab conquerors came and took the city. They turned it into a mosque. So the minarets are not part of the original. That's from when they turned it into a mosque.
このミナレットと言われている塔は、イスラムのモスクになってからできたものですね。教会の時はそれはありませんでした。
And then 1935, it's turned into a museum. 1935年頃に博物館になりました。So, if you remember, think about church history. When we're looking in Acts and stuff, there's a lot of persecution of the Christians.
使徒言行録を読むときに、使徒の働きを読むときに、クリスチャンが迫害された出来事がたくさんありましたね。それはもう、313年頃まで続きました。その迫害の中の教会成長でしたね。
So the church continued to grow even with the persecution, but was in that kind of situation being persecuted quite often until 313 AD. In 313 AD, the emperor at the time said, we're going to stop the persecution and we're going to make Christianity a legal religion in the Roman Empire. So after that, the persecution was supposed to have stopped.
So Roma Teikoku no naka de 313年の新しい法律でコンスタンティンはキリスト教も認められていて、クリスチャンになってもいいと いました。その後は迫害の状況は大体ローマ帝国の中になくなりました。
And then he moved the capital to Istanbul.
そのコンスタンティンはその首都もイスタンブールに移動させて、あとは360年ハギアソフィアができて、それはコンスタンティンの第二が決まったこと。そしてその後360年頃はそのキリスト教は許されることだけじゃなくて大物のローマ帝国の宗教となっていました。
So the history after 313 it was made legal to become a Christian. And then the capital was moved from Rome to what's now Istanbul in 330 AD. And 360 AD the second Constantine started Hagia Sophia, the church. And then about 390 AD there was a new decision that not only was Christianity allowed, but it was the principal religion of the Roman Empire. And it was expected that Roman citizens would become Christians normally. And eventually it became to where they were persecuted if they weren't Christians.
その歴史の中その後は、クリスチャンになりたくない人の方が迫害される場合もありました。それは残念でしたけれども、その歴史もあります。
And it continued that way until the Muslim Arab tribes became very strong and they began to invade Turkey and they began to spread Islam not only with persuasion but also with force.
そしてその状況はもう何百年続いて、その後はイスラム教が強くなってアラブ系の人々は遠くの地域に入って、そのイスラム教をもう教えることだけじゃなくて強制的に人をイスラム教に改宗されました。
So that's a little bit of the history. If you look inside, it's a very beautiful building.
すごく美しい建物ですね。これをご覧になってください。これは大理石の敷地のところですね。So, これは摩耗のことで、もう前は普通の四角の暮らしだったね。でも何千万人の足によって摩耗されて、もう1500年ぐらいでこのようになっていますね。もう大理石でも古くなっておかしくなるんですね。
So it's a marble threshold and of course it was originally the normal square shape, but 1500 years of tens of millions of people trotting on it, it's been worn down. So now that most of the shape is gone, and it's just like a dips. And all over the building you can see where the floor has dips in it from people walking on it, but it's all marble.
その床は全部この大理石でできていますでも、あちこち低いところとかあるんですね。摩耗のことで。
So, inside, it's a two-dome church. You see one dome in the distance and then another one straight up.
2つのドームがある教会ですね、アヤソフィア。Now, the panels that you see on the right is from when it became a mosque is the name of Allah, what the Muslims call God, and on the left is the name of Muhammad. このところは、モスクになったところからできて、これは神様、アヤの名前で、これはモハマドの名前ですね。そのイスラム教の主な教えのためですね。これは上を見たらこのような美しいドームがあるんですね。
If you look up, you see this beautiful dome there. So it's very beautiful and it's a tremendous history there.
So 教会の歴史の中、私たちは知っている聖書の教えとか教会、クリスチャンの生活のこといろいろは7つの全地域の教会の大会で決められたことがたくさんありますね。
There were seven large ecumenical church councils that were for all of the churches everywhere. And most of what we know about church doctrine and how the Bible is to be understood and stuff, a lot of it was decided in those seven main church councils. And all of those, Hagia Sophia played a major role in hosting those.
それをさせられたその大会を開いたことで、ハギア・ソフィアは大きな役目がありました、全部に。
So, mm-hmm.
それで非常にとても大事ですね。Yeah. So it's very important in church history. There's a lot of other things in Istanbul also. Istanbul にたくさんのものがあるんですね。エジプトからのものもありますね。これはテオディシウスのオベリスクと言われています。これはもう古いと思いますか？どのくらい古いと思いますか？ The obelisk of Theodosius from Egypt, it was moved here from Egypt, is also there in Istanbul. Take a look at that. How old do you think that is? What would be your guess? Do you think it's pretty old or not so old? Or? エジプトから運ばれたものですね。No, I didn't put it in, but you want to guess? How old do you think? 何年ぐらい前にできたと思いますか、このオブリスクの。どう思いますか？ Nobody wants to guess. どうも、難しすぎるね。But it doesn't look that old, does it? 見るとそんなに古いと思わないでしょ？まだ綺麗にできているでしょ？でも実は、これは3400年ぐらい前にできたものですね。So it's about 3,400 years ago. About the time of Moses. モーセの時代のものです。But it's not made of some 大理石じゃなくて、これは赤い黄岩でできたものですね。この赤い花崗岩、赤い花崗岩と言いますね。Red granite is very, very hard, much harder than marble. 大理石よりすごく硬い。And so it still looks new after more than 3,000 years, right? So, but it's actually just about from the time of Moses, almost. Moses の時代と近いですね。その、いつ頃、390年頃にエジプトから取ってイスタンブルに移動させられたものですね。It was moved from Egypt to Istanbul in about 390 AD. So now we get to meet our guides. You know, Karen and I went and we're exploring by ourselves a little bit. And then afterwards we meet the group and we join the tour. これは妻と一緒に最初は二人で動いていましたけれども、あとはツアーグループに加えて行きました。And our group leader is Dr. Carl Rasmussen.And he's a professor from Bethel Seminary in the USA. He's an expert on Old Testament things. And then Ozkan here is our Turkish tour guide, Turkish no tour guide no hitomo imashita. So we have Professor Rasmussen and we have Ozkan are going to take us around the world. Now, we started out here after Istanbul. We went to Antalya and then we went to Perga.So you can find that in your Bibles in Acts chapter 13 and 14. このペルガ、またペルゲと言われた町は、もう聖書の使徒13章、14章に書かれています。And we're standing in the middle of a large stadium. You can see in the background the seats. 席は後ろの方にあるね。これはスタジアムの中に1万2000ぐらいの席ありました。So it's about 12,000 seats there.And Paul and Barnabas went here, and this is where they were when John Mark, on their first missionary journey, decided he was going to go back home and left them. They were in Perga. そして聖書にはもうポロとバーナバスはペルガに行って、そのマルクの人も、ヨハネのマルクの人も連れて行きまして、もうその時はもう私はやめると言って帰りました。後でちょっとハプニングになりましてね、その関係のこと。And in Acts 14:25, we know that Paul preached here as well. そして使徒14章25節のところは、ポールはここで説教語っていましたね、ペルガの町。And these are the old gates of Perga, and they go back to 300 BC or so.So they were there when Paul was there, so Paul would have walked through these gates when he came into the town.
パウロはこの町に入った、この門を歩いて入ったはずですね。これはもう紀元前3世紀頃からの門です。
And they had this wonderful waterway right down the middle of this main street. So 主の道に この真ん中にこの水路ができていますね。すごいことですね。今は水は流れていない。でもこれが石があるのでいろいろの小さい池になって流れてきました。そう、町の真ん中に川があることはもう涼しくなるし便利だし、水がいるときにとても便利です。失礼しました。そう、これはとても面白かったですね。 After that we went to right, Shinkansen now. Now we're going fast. Thank you. Aspendos. Aspendos は直接聖書に書かれていない、でもとても近いですので、パウロはここにも行ったはずです。これはアスペンデスの水道橋。そのローマ帝国は特に水道のこととか排水のことはすごく得意でした。上手できたことはたくさんありました。まだ2000年前からぐらいですけれども、まだある程度そのままですね。 So the aqueduct at Aspendos, and then we have a couple more photos of that. I like this one because it's got the sheep, Hitsuji mo, and the flowers, very nice. So Aspendos の劇場も有名ですけれども、7000人ぐらいの席があるんですね。まだために使われていますね。この劇場は今の形は1800年ぐらい前にできています。でもまだ使えるんです。さあ、夏のプログラムがあるそうです。 So it's pretty amazing, you know, this is built about 1800 years ago, but you can still use it, and they actually do use it with a summer program, they say, every year pretty much. So not many things you can build and expect to be still in use 1800 years later. It's pretty amazing. So if you look from the top down, 上から下へ見たらこのような形になりますね。So ちょっと注意していただきたいところは、このいろいろドアのところみたいですね。見たら窓かドアと思うかもしれない。でもそうじゃなくて、それは偶像を建てるための神々のためのところですね。So、それは後でしますけど、見せますけれども、もともとは一つ一つのところに何か偶像のものがありました。 So they had statues in all of the places there. It looked sort of like windows or doors, but they actually were niches for statues of the Roman gods. So もともとはこのようになったはずですね。さあ、そのような像がありました。神々の像、ローマ帝国の。So they would have had statues of the various Roman gods. They had lots of them in those places. And this is where we see the Greek gods, the Roman gods, that her mythology, and also the emperors were worshipped too. So, まあ、グリシャ神話からの神と、ローマ神話からの神々とか、あとはその帝国の皇帝も拝まれていました。神殿のところだけじゃなくて、あとは劇場とか町中、そのような像があって人は拝んでいました。 And people would worship these not only at temples but also, you know, at the theater or on the street, there would be statues everywhere. So, but later, of course, this region all becomes Christian. So here's some very beautiful things left over from a churchfrom the 6th century, 6世紀の教会から残された美しいもの、その博物館にもありました。So, this is from the museum in Antalya, which in the Bible is called Atalia, so we know Paul was here also. パウロはこのアタリアという町にも入って伝道していました。その聖書の名前はアタリアですけれども、現代の名前はアタリアとなっていますね。これは使徒14章26節に記録されているんですね。 Now we're going to look at some of these things. We'll look at places that Paul wrote the letters to, the churches of the letters, right? So ポールの教会の手紙の場所も見たいと思います。あとはポールが歩いていたところ、あとは黙示録の7つの教会もいろいろ
見てみたいと思います。We're going to see some of the places that Paul wrote letters to, some of the places that he was walking and doing evangelism. Also, the seven churches of Revelation will pick up for a kind of a bonus, right? So, bonus round. So first, Kolosai, Colossae. First of all, we know the letters to the Colossians, right? Kolosai no shintoe no tegami ga atte, Colossians. And this is what it looks like. Kolosai no ikyu desu ne. あまり見ないですね。見るものはあまりないですね。この There's just what they call a tell, a little hill where the city was and all the ruined buildings. And nobody has dug this up yet. まだ出土していません。So anybody want to become an archaeologist, you can go and dig up Colossus, right? So 考古学者になりたい方、ぜひ。Kolosai, oh, shutsudei shite kudasai. So many beautiful things waiting to be discovered. Hakki no matte iru mono wa takusan takara mono ga aru de shou. So, and then here's next Laodicea. Tsugi wa Laodikia. And there's a shop and a cafe there so that you can take a break. Kyukei no tame no tokoro ga arimasu. Kono yona furui街の遺跡を2時間ぐらい歩いてきてから飲み物が欲しくなりますね。Start to get thirsty after you've walked around the ruins of the town for a couple hours. So you can imagine them doing evangelism here in the church that was in Laodicea, which is actually mentioned in the book of Colossians as well as in Revelation.So, 目視録に書かれているだけじゃなくて、あとはコロサイの信徒への手紙にも、レオディキエというところは知る、記録されていますね。There's another picture just of a gateway in レオディキエ a gateway. We remember this, it says in Colossians 4:15-16. Give my greetings to the brothers and sisters at Laodicea and to Nympha in the church in her house.After this letter has been read to you, see that it is also read in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you in turn read the letter from Laodicea. So it sounds like our New Testament is missing a letter that Paul wrote to Laodicea, and we don't know about that. Maybe it was God's plan that that one would not survive. But Laodicea の兄弟たちを呼び、ニンファと彼女の家にある教会の人々によろしく伝えてください。この手紙があなた方のところで読まれたら、ラオデキアの教会でも読まれるように取り計らってください。また、ラオデキアから回ってくる手紙をあなた方も読んでください。それでもう、ラオデキアの信徒への手紙もあったはずです。でも、それはもう亡くなれているので誰も知りませんですね、教会の歴史で。So I also noticed that the church is in Nympha's house there. And so churches and homes were quite common in the early days of the church. 初代教会でこのようにニンファと彼女の家にある教会、家の中の教会はたくさんありました、初代教会。今もたくさんあるでしょう。And there's still a lot of house churches out there.And house churches are not necessarily small, as we will see later, because some people have big houses, right? So, その家の中の教会といって必ず小さい教会ではないね。大きな家もあるのですね。So, here's the Laodicean church from the 6th century, a building from the 6th century. So, 6世紀のレオディキアの教会のところですね。And, of course, we know in Revelation,John wrote, says, I know your deeds, that you're neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So, 目視録に、私はあなたの行いをしている。あなたは冷たくなく熱くもない。むしろ冷たいか熱いか、どちらかであってほしい。それは、もう、温かいじゃない、ぬるいものは神様あまり。好きじゃないみたいですね。So, lukewarm is not good. Don't be lukewarm, okay? So, and then Hierapolis is nearby. ちょっとバスに乗って走ると、ヒエラポリスのところですね。これはコロサイの4章13節に書かれたところですね。 And it's a nice city to see. 面白い街です。And we'll look at it very quickly here. We're walking around Hierapolis. There we go. Here's a theater. It's got a big theater. 大きな劇場があるでしょう。ね。Okay. And next to Hierapolis is called Pamukkala. And you look at these white cliffs, it looks like, right? And these are all made of limestone. So Hierapolis のところは Pamukkala の崖があって、so、これは温泉ですね。パムカレの温泉、世界花壇級でできていますね。すごいところ。これは大昔からあって、多分ポルモ入ったかもしれませんね。So this has been there a very long time, the hot spring terraces made of limestone at Pamukkala. And maybe Paul took some time here to rest. I don't know. He would have been through this area as well. So that's kind of interesting.And there are some other Bible connections to that, but we don't have time to talk about that right now. これ、聖書の関係のこともいろいろありますでも、今日はその時間はごめんなさい。あとは、ディディマはアポロ神殿のところですね。メディテスの町の近くにあるんですね。そこでは、その昔の神殿はどのぐらいのものだったかとか理解するために、写真いろいろ、So we're going to look at some pictures of the temple of Apollo at Didyma, just to understand kind of what were these big temples like and stuff that were here in that time. And they're pretty amazing, you know, that what people did, you know, to build places of worship for their gods. And this is very close to Miletus, the town of Miletus. And we know Paul was in Miletus several times.So he may have come through here as well. Miletus という町はアポロがいたところで近くにありました。アポロはここにもいたかもしれません。If you look at it, it's huge. とても大きいですね。その一つ一つのコリウムはもう5年、6年ぐらいこうして終わるものですね。And it's all decorated 飾りもいっぱいありますね。And it's high.6階ぐらいの高さがありました。About six stories high, if you look at it. There's some big stones. More Didyma. Now notice this place inside the middle. この真ん中の方にあった広いところをご覧ください。これはもうアパロ神殿はもう神殿として使わなくなったところ。人はその信仰を捨てて、大勢はクリスチャンになってから、このところに教会ができたんです。After they were no longer worshiping Apollo and many people had become Christians, they actually built a church in the middle of this. And you can see some signs of that, like the cross here on this column. このコロムに十字架がある。So the old temple of Apollo eventually became used as a church as well. And then afterwards, the town was abandoned, so they stopped using it as a church. 町もなくなったので、後でそれはもう教会も使わなくなりました。And they had what they called the sacred road from Didyma to Miletus. Didyma からミルテス行き17キロのいわゆる神聖道ありましたね。And we go there. Got to stop for lunch. Have to get something to eat. And we go on. And here's Miletus. Was it good? We had a nice lunch.And here we see that Paul talks about this in Acts chapter 20 and in 2 Timothy. Paul はこのミレテスのことは、使徒20章とあとはティモテの第2の手紙4章のところにも、ちょっと言っていますね。So、これは20章17節ポールはミルテスからエフェスに人をやって教会の長老たちを呼び寄せた So Paul did his message to the elders of the church from Ephesus he had them come to Miletus to talk to them and there's a message to them recorded there ポールはその長老たちに説教を語っていました Miletus has been hereFor more than 3,000 years, maybe 3,500 years.
歴史の長い町ですね。3,500 年ぐらい前にできたところですね。その劇場、いつもあるんですね。
Nice. Theater, there's always a theater. But in this theater, there's something special. 特別なもの、この劇場にある。
この席にユダヤ人と神を恐れる人の席と指定席があったんです。このところはユダヤ人と神様を信じる異邦人のための特別な席がありました。 So they had a place of the Jews and the God fears was a reserved seat in the theater at Miletus. And many groups had reserved seats, but here's one for the Jews and the God fears. And we remember that Paul uses this term in chapter 13, verse 16 of Acts. この同じ言葉は13章16節人にも書かれています。ユダヤ人と神を恐れる人のことですね。Priene is another interesting town. It's not mentioned in the Bible, but it's very close to Ephesus. It's likely that Paul went there also. このプリエナはもうエフェソと近いですから、聖書に書かれていない。でもポロはここにもいたかもしれない。そしてこれはユダヤ教の街道とその後に教会もあったところですね。So here's the theater. 小さい劇場、500席ぐらい。その中に特別の偉い人のための席もあります。偉い人は4名いたようですね。There's four people who had special seats. They were important somehow. And here's where the synagogue was. There's not much to see. ユダヤ教の街道のところ、見るものはあんまりない。でもそこからすごいいい眺めがあるんですね。But a beautiful view from where the synagogue was. AndThis happened in many of these towns. The reason that they eventually stopped being used was because they were harbor towns that the ships would come to. But the rivers would flood, and they would bring a lot of dirt down, and the silt would fill in the harbor, and then you couldn't use it for harbor anymore. So this would have had water out here in front, and now it's all fields. So このような町はたくさんはこのふうになくなったんですね。湾があって、その湾はビジネスのためにとても大事にされて、町ができて、でも何百年も経って、その湾のチドロが入って、湾に、その湾はいっぱいになって、もう船が入れなくなるんですね。その川の洪水とか何度もありました。それは町のビジネスもダメになって、みんなは町から移動して、もう町がなくなった。そういうこともたくさんありますね。そう、畑になりました。あとは、でももっともっとは、これは海のところでしたね。海の眺めだったでしょう。And here's a church there, from the 5th century, very old church, 5世紀からの古い司教教会のところ、という、いろいろ十字架のもあるんですね。And, サラさんは、もう何か話しようと思います。説教団のところ。So, where you read your scriptures there, she's going to give us a little sample. あとは、クシャダシ。クシャダスという町、現代の町に入って、素敵なホテルがありましたね。Nice hotel we got in クシャダシ。Now, this is where, right by where Ephesus is. Ephesus is the old town, クシャダシ is the new town. エフェソはその旧町。クシャダスはその新しい町、すぐそばにあります。And Ephesians, Ephesus, of course, is one of the most important cities in the New Testament. We're going to talk about it in a moment, but first we're going to make a quick trip over to Patmos, Chima. Let's go to the Isle of Patmos. What's Patmos famous for?
黙示録に、そのヨハネは黙示録を書いた時に、パトモスに追放された時だったそうですね。
So, when John was exiled at Patmos is when he wrote the book of Revelation.
So, 黙示録一章七節。私はあなた方の兄弟であり、共にイエスと結ばれて、その苦難、支配、忍耐に預かっているヨハネである。私は神の言葉とイエスの証のゆえに、パトモスと呼ばれる島にいた。追放されたことだそうです。
I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. So we're going to go quick, but we're going to have just some photos from Patmos. Patmos からの写真。
それはパトモスへ行くために船が必要ですね。これはどうですか?
ヨハネが行った時にこのような船だったかもしれないね。Maybe this is the boat that John took to Patmos. I don't know, but we had a bit newer one. So there we go off to Patmos. It's very beautiful. And here's the monastery of St. John. So, 神学者聖ヨハネ修道院。これはヨハネは黙示録を書いたところの記念の修道院ですね。It's to commemorate the place where John is said to have written Revelation according to tradition. And there's another picture.Some newer pictures, 新しい絵もあります。And this is the place where it is. これはチャペルの方でも、このチャペルに入って右の方に洞窟がある。洞窟の方に、ヨハネはその黙示録を書いてそうです。So there's a cave to the right. There's a little chapel and there's a cave to the right of it. And you go to the right into the cave. And that's supposed to be where Paul wrote Revelation according to tradition.伝統によると、パウロはここで黙示録ができたそうです。でも、ヨハネは伝統の話で、自分の手で書くことはしなかった。ヨハネは語って、その手伝いの人は、プロコロという手伝いの弟子は、それを書いて、この石の上に出そうです。本当ですかどうかわからない。でもその伝統がありますね。So, John didn't write with his own hand according to tradition, but Prochorus, one of his disciples, wrote, and that's carved into the stone there is like a table or a desk, and that's where he's supposed to have written it. Time to get on to Ephesus. Last stop today. 今日の最後のところはエフェソですね。エフェソはもうエフェソの信徒への手紙のところだけじゃなくて、あとは人に何度も話された町であるし、また黙示録にもある町ですね。So, これはエフェソですね。So, そのポールはもう劇場に取られたこと、ポールの友達は劇場に取られたところ、有名です。でもこの劇場ではない。エフェソは広い町で2つの劇場がありました。So, the famous talk about Acts 19 about Paul and the theater and stuff is there. But this is not that theater. They had two theaters because Ephesus was a very large city, probably something like 200,000 or more. 20万人以上の人口があったはずですね。And here we are going through Ephesus. Here's some people working to continue to excavate. And この道もポールが歩かれた道でしょう。So, これは右にその道があって左にこのところにはその時代の家は出土されていました。So, some of the homes from that era are under that new roof over there. They're being excavated. And we want to look at that real quick. You can see here they have a table and things. And このような部屋がありましてね、お昔の金持ちのところですね。これは貧しい人のところじゃないでも金持ちのところこうだったようですね。So, このような家の中かなりたくさんの人が入って集会を開くこともできたはずです。前にいた家の中の教会は必ず小さいところではない。小さいところもたくさんあったでしょう。So you can see this is a big home, wealthy people.So you could have a lot of people here. So when you read a church met in a home, it's not always a small number of people. Some of them were probably very small, but some of them maybe were quite large. So, okay, here's the bottom half of Ephesus の下の方の半分です。ここにあります。これはもう図書館のところでしたね。This is the library. And この道もあって、これも。もう時間はないですから。これは買い物のところですね。アゴラと言われていますね。So this is where people would do their shopping. There's not much to see now, but it's called an agora, a Roman agora. And this is where a lot of the shopping and things would be. And here's the theater that you read about in Acts 19. 使徒19章の劇場はこれですね。大きいですね。これはもう、2000年以上のところ。じゃあ、ちょっと読みましょう。19章から。 多分皆さんはもう居眠りになっているかもしれませんでは、さあ日本語が読める方、同時に声を出して日本語を読みましょう。So Japanese readers can all go ahead and put your voice out there and we'll read together the story in Acts 19 part of it, okay? じゃあ、いっせーの。その頃、この道の奥で、その行き先は次の通りである。デモタリアスという銀継がいらしら、アティムスの神殿の儲けを銀で作り、職人たちにかなり利益を得させていた。彼はこの職人たちや同じような仕事をしている者たちを始めていた。将軍、ウソジの地に、この仕事のおかげで我々は儲けているのだが、将軍が見聞きしている通り、あのパウロは手で作ったものなどは神ではないと言って、エフェソばかりでなく、アジア州のほとんど全地域で多くの人を説き伏せ、たぶらかしている。これで我々の仕事の評判が悪くなってしまう恐れがあるである。偉大な女神、アルテミスの神殿もないがしろにされ、アジア州全体、全世界が崇めるこの女神の民族祭の失われてしまうだ。これを聞いて人々はひどく腹を立って、エフェソ人のアルティムスは偉い方と呼び出した。そして町中が混乱してしまった。彼らはパウロの同行者であるマケドニア人が、一団となって野外劇場になだれ込んだ。ポールは群衆の中に入っていこうとしたが、弟子たちはそうさせなかった。他方、ポールの友人でアジア州の祭儀を司る高価ガチも、ポールの使いをやって劇場に入れないようにと頼んだ。さて、群衆はアリア・コリアとわめき立てた。集会は混乱するだけで、多数派の者は何のために集まったのかさえわからなかった。その時ユダヤ人が前へ押し出したアレクサンドルという男に群衆の中のある者たちが話すように逃したので、彼は手で制し群衆に向かって弁明しようとした。しかし彼がユダヤ人であるとした群衆は一斉にエフェソ人のアルティムスは偉い方と2時間ほども叫び出した。お疲れ様。Thank you for working so hard. We zipped through that really fast because we're really out of time, but real quick. These people like their goddess. この人たちはその女神が大好きだったみたいです。でも、そのような神殿もありましたし、このような神を拝んでいました。They were worshiping this goddess like that. 現代はこれはその遺跡。And now this is what remains of that. Now, we saw in here a lot of churches were used for a time and then they're gone. But the worship of Jesus continues. And the Christian faith doesn't depend on a particular building or something. But when you look at these kind of idol worshiping like this goddess Artemis, it's all centered on that building. So when that building is gone, it tends to begin to go away. So do you know anybody who worships Artemis today? この女神アルテミスを礼拝拝んだ人たちは、その神殿は中心のものとなりましてね。それはなくなると、その女神を拝む人も少なくなって、もういないでしょう。でも教会の方では私たちはイエスを信じて、それは何かある建物、その建物と関係ありません。さあ教会の遺跡を見ても、教会がなくなったわけじゃなくて、教会の建物がなくなった。私たちの信仰は建物に対しての信仰ではないですから。でもアルテミスはもう神話、遺跡だけが残されて、そして、ポールは、これは、はっきりと手で作ったものなどは神ではない。So, Artemis was, you know, somebody had made this statue and it was worshipped and stuff. But Paul said, quite correctly, that the gods made by human hands are not gods at all. And here we see in Isaiah 44:6, this is what the Lord says, Israel's King and Redeemer, the Lord our God Almighty, and the Lord Almighty, I am the first and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God. So the true God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, doesn't depend on buildings or doesn't depend on statues or things like this, but is Lord over all. Israel no o de arushu Israel o aginau bangu no shiwa koi wariru watashi wa hajime de ari o wari de aru watashi o oite kami wa nai. Sore wa souzo nushi no kami, subete no banbutsu o tsukuri natta kami sama wa, sore wa zutto sonzai shite subete o shihai shite watashi tachi o ai shite kurasaru kami sama desu. それは何か神殿建物のことはどうでもいいですね。クリスチャンの生活、クリスチャンの信仰。So we went really fast, especially at the end there. So we made it all the way to Ephesus, and next week we'll push on to Philippi. 来週はフィリピまで頑張りましょう。じゃあお祈りします。Let's pray.愛する主、感謝します。あなたは大きな恵みを与えてくださって、私たちに聖書、御言葉を与えてくださって、私たちはあなたのことを正しく理解ができるため、また、主イエス、御子、主イエスは十字架上で身代わりになってくださって、私たちのために死んでくださいました。私たちの罪を消してくださったことを心から感謝します。3日目によみがえられて今も生きておられる主です。感謝します。イエスなど皆を褒めてたいます。私たちはあなたを信じなどと共にあることをしています。聖霊の力で助けて導きください。毎日私たちあなたとの親しい関係を持って歩むことができますように助けてください。一人一人に大きな祝福を与えください。今から聖餐式も行われます。どうか私たちはこのパン、このブドウの実をいただくときに、あなたの十字架のことを思い出して、感謝する心をお与えください。主の尊い御名によってお祈りいたします。